everybody, and welcome to Notcast Live at OklaCon. Woo! Woo! Yay! I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Shiva.
And I'm Wolf.
And you're here for a show. So, if you guys don't know, we're Notcast. We are a furry sex and relationship podcast that has been going nearly 4 years now. And this is our, what, third year? Or second year doing a show here?
Third.
Third year, yeah.
God.
So
this is what happens with age. You start, your memory starts going.
Yeah. Once you're old enough to know better, you're too old to care.
Once you're old enough to learn life's lessons, you start forgetting them.
So who hasn't seen Notcast before? Are you all familiar with it? Okay. Semi-sorta. Well, we handle adult topics, so you will hear penis and cock and...
We are an adult panel at 5 o'clock other... in the afternoon.
Yes. So if you're offended by that, well, I'm sorry.
We talk about things like anal sex.
Actually, I pulled up an email here that's all about anal sex. This is going to be awesome.
We're just going to get...
We'll just break, rush right in.
Okay, well, maybe not.
Oh, wait, you scared somebody off. So what we're going to do is we're going to read a couple emails so you kind of get an idea of what we do. And then if y'all have questions or whatever, you can come in and ask at the mic. Or we'll keep reading emails and staring at you.
Hello, you want to start it then?
Oh, okay, fine.
I'll start it. It doesn't matter.
What is this? Oh, my God. This is from Inky the Dragon Cat. Hello, Notcast casting peoples. Inky here with a question only slightly on topic. My question is this. What am I supposed to do about not liking anal sex? I'm a bi male, and though still a virgin in all ways, I have thought a lot on this fact. I do not like anal sex. It's not that I don't think it'd be fun and enjoyable, but I find it very unappealing. I mean, I've seen a few nice-looking asses on guys and gals, even if mine is not very nice. But I just don't find the rump a place I want to stick my cock. And frankly, I don't think I want something to, or someone, but even though I might try it someday, I'm talking in the now. And this is why I'm asking. If I do end up having sex with another male, what should I do? I have no problem with oral, but I don't want to put out my partner by not being able to give them the other pleasures. I mean, a sex session with no penetration is a little odd in my book, that's all. What should I do? On one end of the fox, I want to give my utmost pleasure to my partner, and I tend to think of them before myself. On the other end of the fox, I really just find it not so fun a thing. That's my question, and I hope to hear about it on your next show. Buzzwolf, it's a fox that doesn't like butt sex.
So, buy a strip of leather about this big, about this thick, and bite down. Look and see Wolf's reaction. It's like, shit.
So bite the pillow, he said. Okay. You are a champion.
I'm a wolf. Not everybody likes anal sex, and my advice would be to don't knock until you try it. Well, so I
never know.
When I first discovered that I wasn't straight, I was like, I could imagine kissing a guy, blowing a guy, but I couldn't imagine having anal sex with a guy. And then it was just something like my opinion evolved with time and experience, basically. So to the listener, he might, or the email writer, I mean, that might happen. His opinions may change when he finds the right guy. But I do know there are people, even gay couples, that are just not into anal sex. But, I mean, I would still consider oral sex to be sex. The word sex is right there in the name. And you don't always have to have penetration to have a meaningful experience with your partner.
Does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, there's a lot of other ways to have sex, including...
What?
Oral sex. It's still sex. It does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, right.
So, Wolf, what about you?
That's my point of view on it.
What about me?
Do you like the butt sex?
Yes, I like the butt sex. I'm a wolf. Yes.
That's...
But you're right. It's some couples just don't practice that in their relationship. It's not a necessary, it's not a must-have in a relationship in order for it to be... for it to be successful. There's many other things that you can do, explore and whatnot. So, I mean, it's not like... Because I know everybody thinks that as soon as you think gay sex, the first thing is butt sex. And then they take it to the next extreme, which is a chili dog. And it's just like... It's not like that. There's things that you have to do. Does anybody know what a chili dog is?
I can guess.
That sounds awful.
Okay. I found this out many a year ago. A chili dog is when somebody doesn't do...
I think he's got some chili there you can demonstrate.
Oh, no. With this food...
I have not heard this term, but...
Fuzz, whip it out, we'll put some chili on it. That's pretty much what it is.
It's very evocative, yeah.
When you come out with more than what you went in with, and it's just like, oh, snap. That's a chili dog. So make sure that your partner is douched, and I don't mean by putting 10 gallons of water up there because it's not necessary. Your colon is not, you know, full of this stuff all the time.
If they're into inflation, it's okay.
What?
If they're into inflation, it's okay. Just fill that shit up and pop them like a water balloon.
Right. So if you do that, when you're screwing them, you're pumping that water out, and it's going to be all over your sheet. So if you're fuzzing into water and inflation...
I'm not.
He is.
I'm just saying.
I've seen the video.
Yeah, just saying. Uh-huh.
The video.
Oh, the pictures. So anyway, yeah, if they clean out properly and it doesn't take much to do that, then you'll be fine. But not everybody is expecting that. Just tell them what you're willing to do and not do to the partner that you're going to be with. And it's your body, your rules. So
issue the standard terms of service before beginning.
Right.
And if they don't read the EULA all the way through and still click OK, you know, they could be ended up doing all sorts of things.
Right.
And it's in the EULA.
The fox EULA. It's blank. You just hit agree.
May or may not be bear traps hidden up there.
Okay.
At least you guys don't have trolls.
Okay, so that was the animal sex one. So.
Sharp tooth snails.
Okay, so what do we want to read?
We're the one with the gear, Shiva.
And the teeth.
Okay, like, what's a good one?
Read an email. Get to work.
Is it bad that when I see the word monogamous, my brain translates it to monotonous?
Really? Maybe in your relationship, sure.
There's something wrong with me. I know. Okay, so.
You're a bad person.
I know. Thoughts on fantasy. Hello, not casting fox stuffers. I have a problem I'd like your advice on. I am a gay male in my mid-20s in a monogamous relationship with a live-in mate, and I have unusual fantasies that are starting to make me question things. In my fantasies, I'm always on bottom, nothing unusual there, but I'm also female. I have experimented with cross-dressing, being a girly boy, all of which felt right, and have even thought of going the full male-to-female, that is, until I met my mate. He's the sweetest guy I could ever hope for, and I love him dearly, but he's only into strong, manly types. I've been working out regularly since we moved in together, and I'm unhappy with myself. That's where I need your help. I know if I start girling it up again, it'll most likely be the end of my relationship, but I don't want to lose my mate over this. What complicates things even worse is he's a major member of both the furry and the local gay communities, and he's my boss at work.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes, disapproval. I am seeing a therapist on the sly, but I'd also like your advice. What should I do? Is there a way I can talk to him about this and not have my life destroyed? Thanks in advance, Rose Marlehane.
Oh, my God.
Does this
really?
How long they've been together?
Well, he's only in his mid-20s, so it can't be that long.
Don't fuck your boss, kids.
Yeah.
Hopefully he wasn't his boss when the relationship started, but...
You never know, that kind
of
thing.
It's very possible. A lot of people have rules, personal rules about not dating anybody to work with.
A lot of
with.
Corporations have personnel rules that are like...
The only reason I was asking and see how, you know, if it said how long they've been together, because to me, if it's something that's new and young, relationship-wise... I think this guy's in the wrong relationship, my personal opinion, because if you are feminine and you want to go the full sex change and everything. I know you said, you know, until you met the new guy, but he's into burly man and manly man. You're going to be something that you're not, and you're going to keep doing it for him until, what, you get tired, and then you're going to be in a horrible relationship because you don't want to lose him, and the more you wait, the worse it's going to be, and the harder it's going to be to end the relationship. So, I don't know. It depends on how long you guys have been together. You should just talk about it and say, listen, this is the way that I am, and I know it's going to suck, but for you, you got to think about your feelings before you put yourself in that situation forever and ever, because it's just not healthy for you. So that's my opinion.
The other thing is, you don't have to be with a partner that meets your physical ideal. You might have tastes that your partner doesn't fit. It doesn't make it a deal breaker if you're not, especially if there's a lot more to the relationship. It's just not... The physical package doesn't mean everything. He might be fine with it, and he might still like, you know, big, you know, muscly bears. That doesn't mean that he wouldn't be okay with this. He might have a problem with the full transition to female, including surgery. That might be taking it a little far.
Yeah. Well, plus so. The fact that that's really ridiculously hard to get anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasies are not enough to get the snip.
Orbitz is having a sale on flights to Taiwan, though, so...
Oh.
That's all good.
Yeah, but, you know...
Really?
Thailand really only adds the upper parts, but they don't do anything about the lower part.
Oh, you can tuck that shit back.
You end up like a Thai lady boy. Which are okay, too.
What I was going to say is that I don't like the fact that he's working out... And it's making him unhappy with himself. Like, he's changing himself in a way that he's not happy with to meet somebody else's likes. And that's not healthy from a self kind of, at least a self-esteem and how you see yourself kind of perspective. So, I mean, I'm inclined to agree with Wolf that he's, you know, I wouldn't just dump things on the spot, but I'd go ahead and definitely have a real sit down with him and be like,
come to Jesus talk.
Yeah, yep. here's the situation. And then if he's at all mature and you handle it properly like that, then it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to ruin your entire life and your job and all that stuff. So
the more you know.
So pick one, pass it down.
Yay.
Did you archive that one?
I archived that one.
Yeah. Was the chili dog talk enticing enough to get some? Yes? No, I didn't.
That's the other term, hot dogging.
Okay.
What is that?
Oh, it's when you just put your cock between their cheeks with a lot of lube and you hump the crack of their ass.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no actual physical penetration if hot the bottom dogging isn't into that, but you're still kind of, you're on the ass, you're squeezing it and everything, so it still gives both of you kind of a sensation.
Interesting.
Okay, so folks know we do topics every couple of weeks. So it varies between open topics to topics. The topic that we put out on FA and Twitter was Buy Now, Gay Later, which is basically coming to grips with one realization with yourself and then having things be reevaluated later. So... This one's on topic for that. Buy Now, Gay Later's the topic, so. Hello, casters of the knot. Thump of the Wolf writing in again, because this topic is just too personal not to chime in on. I was part of the sexuality law away myself. Okay. Yeah, that's what it says, sexuality law away.
I was a part of this sexuality law away myself.
I don't know.
Ooh, I have no idea.
Or Choppy McMoots.
Sounds like autocorrect.
But I can't tell what it was autocorrecting from. When I first started listening to the podcast way back on episode 1, I was a high school student who was closeted bisexual. But after many months and a few years of living a questioning lifestyle, I finally admitted to myself that I was in fact gay.
Yeah. Don't say it like it's a bad thing.
No, he used it all caps.
He's queer.
I mean,
it could be gay.
Okay,
I wasn't gay.
Okay, well, you guys take it
that
way.
Use that singing voice.
Yay. I think the entire buy now, gay later has some real truth to it, honestly. While every ideal doesn't fit in every situation, I think that a lot of people start out with bisexuality because it's more or less a place where you can go out and experiment, and if you don't like it, just go back. I won't lie. Important, sometimes I still like to fap to something with boobs and a vag, but when we get back to real life, I'm not interested in the female anatomy. Maybe I'm alone on that one, but I'm guessing not. Lastly, I've also seen this type of thing go back and forth quite badly in my love life. I'm sure you guys remember me writing in about 6 months ago when my then boyfriend, quote unquote, was off to boot camp. We talked every day. I always gave him words of encouragement to keep him going when things got tough. But when he came home, it was all different. We were never close like before he left. Not so much of a hug when I visited him on the day he got home. But a female friend of mine, she became the center of attention. It was now a bi now, maybe gay, no straight situation. So while it works out well for some people, the wishy-washiness can be damaging to some. I'm so happy you guys are covering this topic, and I hope I make you feel some good points. Okay. Sorry for the wall of text. Hey, it wasn't me.
Thanks for the visual thing.
I know that feel, bro.
Sorry for the wall of text. I just had a lot to say this time. Keep casting those knots. Thumpa.
So his boyfriend went off to boot camp and then came back straight?
Yes.
They must have...
You can pick anyone.
Had some really bad sex in the core.
Turned him off gay.
I don't know. That's kind of sad when that happens, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's greedy bisexuals. Everybody.
God. Don't perpetuate that myth.
No, that's not true.
So pick a good one.
I'm very selective.
And then we can probably move on to the audience.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm torn between there and back again and unleash the firkin.
Release the firkin!
Well, that one got last, so I'll go with that one.
This one here?
The release the firkin.
Some horrible.
Were we the one with the funny subject line?
Yeah, I'd go with that one. Do we say who?
Well, no, if they do the SIG, you read it in the SIG. If not, don't read the.
Okay. All right. Hello, gentle caster of not cast. This is your Canadian... That's why he's Canadian. This is your Canadian wizard, Black Mage Cat, saying hello and hope you are enjoying the con.
Black Yay! Mage Cat.
Since your topic is the same of last week, I may as well share my kind of experience with being X being the Y. The weird thing about this is more than of acting straight than being gay, than thinking I could be bi sort of deal with me. Yeah. Throughout high school, I was in the wrestling club. Gay. No comment, exactly. I made it already, sorry. And I was paranoid about what people would think. I ended up dating a friend of mine.
I wonder why.
Well, you got people's crotches in your face all the time. I would have been into wrestling if I was comfortable about gayness back then. Mm. Oh, you pin me. I suck. I know. My face is in your crotch. Sorry, the drool marks there don't mean nothing. Just nibble on it.
I think that's a foul in wrestling.
That's what I didn't say I would be good at it. I just wanted to have a fucking cock in my face. That's all. Anyway, I ended up dating a friend of mine who we will name Kat. For this piece, who was more than happy to be with me. Although I knew at the time I was into men, I sort of started falling for her. I would constantly message her and hang out with her at lunch. In fact, she brought out this side of me I never thought I'd be able to show. The socially silly nature that at the time was so freaking strange. I could never be a kitty today. I could never be the kitty I am today without her showing me that side. Side to this beast. I don't know. I'm worse at reading than you, Shiva.
That takes a lot to do.
Wow. After high school, however, ties were kind of broken off. No pun intended, but she went out to Ontario.
Well, she's
first.
A kitty, so he, yeah.
Both of us go. She went out of Ontario for her schooling in the dramatic arts, as I stayed and had the dumbest college experience ever. Never drank, have sex with a guy who blabs to your straight roommate that you two were fucking. I don't know. Maybe somebody else should have read this in a Canadian accent and they would have done better than me.
Sounds like a problem, eh?
Yeah, I should go back to... Well, you know why? The schools in Cuba weren't all that good, so...
Yeah. Okay. You should read it in Cuban.
Yeah, since then, I have been with my current boyfriend named Ralph Lupus. And Ralph. I wouldn't have chosen that name. And rather enjoying having this relationship of ours. I usually keep saying I'm bi, but that's usually just because I'm afraid of saying that I am really gay. But now I'm thinking that I could be bi due to my sudden reinterest in women. It's mostly an interest in women who are in the punk and goth subculture that look like men. Mm-hmm. Let me add there. But still, the hilarious thing about it is that my mate, celebrating our anniversary on Halloween, is bi too, and interested in the same. It could be both factors of the old girlfriend and my current boyfriend that I'm getting more attracted to women. That's Kat and Ralph. You guys are really an influence on me. So that's all I have to say. Thought sharing my silly story would make a good read. I hope that you all enjoy the con, and I shall hear from you at the con. Love you lots. With extra love sprinkles to Fuvs, we'll love sprinkles. Jark the Lestate, the Black Mage Cat. That's pronounced, oh, look, for idiots like me, that's pronounced Jark Dilestate. I still can't do it. I was called jerk enough to figure out my name. It's hard to pronounce without help, and that still didn't help, sir. So thank you.
Is there an apostrophe in that?
There's a bunch of hyphens of apostrophe.
It sounds Klingon.
Jark Dilestate, son of
it's
Worf.
French.
Kapla.
Awesome.
Sorry, since I was kind of lost in that thing, I don't retain very well when I read. What the heck was going on there?
So this was another...
this was a story email.
Yeah, we asked for a topic, and since people write in topic, don't necessarily have a question or anything. It's more just an on-topic email, which is cool, but he was just...
Because you get all different stories that way.
Yeah, he was just sharing his gay, bi, straight... Yep.
My opinion on the whole bi thing, I mean, I remember, I always knew that I was gay, and when I was a kid, you know, I used that I might be bi just as an excuse to make it okay for my friends, because, hey, I'm into the same thing you are, and you don't look at me strange. You
right.
know, but I'm mostly into this, whatever. You don't know how many times I've told, oh, yeah, I did that chick, never have, never will.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a story, and they accepted it, you know, it's bullshitters. You know? And now when I hear people who are gay and they say, oh, yeah, I eat pussy, tons of it, and every day, and all that kind of... I know you're lying, because straight people don't talk about that shit. They don't. They don't talk about how much pussy they've eaten or done or whatever.
Well,
they
sometimes
don't.
The douchebags dudes do.
Right, if you're a douchebag.
Okay, high school jocks do.
Do you have a question?
But outside of that.
Do you guys get a lot of stories in your emails, or is it mostly questions?
It's mostly questions. It's just that this particular topic lent itself to several stories. People with their experiences of being like, well, I thought I was this, and then I slept with a chick, and I'm confused, and da-da-da-da. That was the type of email that we got a lot of.
Do you prefer stories over questions?
Not really. It's whatever people want to send us, we'll read, generally, provided it's not, you know... Written
a recipe for grandma's famous pound cake.
I don't know. I'll take those.
You know, good recipes are useful.
The stories are actually kind of cool, because then we don't really... We can move through those pretty quickly. We can share someone's point of view and an interesting story and not have to think of what to tell them.
Yeah, it's not the same...
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
Plus, it also lets people know that other people have gone through similar experiences to what they may be experiencing, so they don't feel quite so weird about it. So it's like, you know, not knowing where you fall on the line, or if you are on the line at all. A lot of people go through that, but in hearing stories where people have said, you know, I did this and this, they're like, okay, that's not so weird then.
Exactly. So any of it is good.
Just look at it like when you first found out you were furry, and then you met a furry. You're like, ah, and then the floodgates open up, and then you're able to be yourself, you know. And other than that, I was like, I find myself saying, oh, it's just like Bugs Bunny. You know, you try to make it as lame, as mundane as possible, so they don't look at you as weird.
It's like those old, know? Incredibly racist Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
or Tom and Jerry with the mammy.
Yeah. And all you see is her legs and the flip-flops and the broom. Because yeah. That's all she did was clean and cook.
And beat the shit out of Tom. Mm-hmm. any questions or anything from the audience?
Anybody had, we can read another round of emails if people don't have anything. Mike doesn't bite. Neither do we.
Come on up.
Unless you wish to yell it from the back, that just makes it awkward.
Well, my name's Wolf Salen. Well, at least that's Addy. What I go by is kind of a title. Anywho, I don't want to give you a lot of dialogue, but I do have a question of opinion. When I'm in a mateship, and I'm not in a mateship currently, I'm very, you know, closed relationship, strictly. However, since I'm not... You know, I have intimate friends that I like to play with. You know, and as long as, you know, as love is back and forth is fun. At least for me. And them, obviously. But, I'm faced with a new dilemma that I've not really experienced as much before because of new friends. And I'm mainly a top. Mm-hmm. But I'm having the question come up on, you know, their preferences as well. So, it's kind of like I'm feeling like I'm selfish in a manner. Because I want, you know, my initial says, you know, I got to really trust you before I can do that. However, they're trusting me enough that I can talk to them. So, It's kind of created this whole dichotomy. But that also roots down to, you know, earlier experiences when I was a child. I was a victim of a sexual predator. And he taught me. So... it kind of makes it a little bit harder to do that. But at the same time, yeah, I love my friends. And I feel that I'm not being right to them by knowing that. What should I do in that? Should I be waiting for that person that I trust, which is this imaginary, you know, unreachable amount of trust? Or should I lighten up a little bit and try to find people that I can at least kind of see myself being top five?
If I may, I'm no psychologist by any stretch of the imagination, but to me, you know, I'm with you on that. I haven't been a victim of, you know, anything like that. But to me, if that's your body and it's your rules, and if people can't respect that, you know, they don't get to go there. You'll do it when you're ready. You know, and I think, in my opinion, you should wait for that one person who you will be or think you will be forever with. You know, you can't just be handing that out like free candy. You know, you're not ready for that. You might be with the wrong person, and they might do something that might screw you up even further in your head, you know? Because they might want it so bad that you're like, okay, and I don't know. I don't think it's right for you to have to go into the details as to why, because that's very personal, and, you know, you shouldn't just blurb that out to anybody that you've been, you know, victimized like that. But, you know, when you're ready, you are ready, and you will know which the person is, and if they cannot respect that, you shouldn't be with them or allow them to even be like that, you know, because it's just like they're... you say no, it means no. You know?
The concept of it.
Of being topped? You can try it. And if at any moment you reserve the right to say no, I'm done.
You need a friend that's going to understand that you've got something you're working with and are willing to move at your pace. And if you say, okay, stop, I can't handle this, they stop and gears change. So you need at least a couple of friends where you can have good give and take and will move at your speed. And if you suddenly hit a point where it starts hitting those old nerves, let you call the shots.
And you can use your being a top as the controlling factor. Put them on their back, and you take control of it.
There is that.
And if you don't
like it... it's called topping from the bottom.
Yep. And if it doesn't work, then you're like, no good. You take control of it. I mean, you're still in control. They get what they want. If they want to get... crazy, you tell them this is the way it's going to be or nothing at all.
And and if you haven't seen a therapist, it might help you to just go and talk to somebody about it, because, you know, sexual assault does screw people up like that. And, I mean, it's perfectly normal for that for you to have that stuck in your mind. And maybe talking about it to a professional would probably help you. But even then, I mean, like we said earlier, you have a term of service. You have a yes and no. It's like, you know, you can only go so comfortable. And your friends who are deserving of that level of trust will respect that.
I'd also kind of start, like, if you want to kind of ease into that, maybe start slow. Like, get used to being in a bottomish position. Like, maybe just have them use toys, use fingers. Kind of don't go all the way. Like, the first time that you open up this possibility, basically, just do something like that. That's a little easier to kind of back off on, or kind of work your way up to it. And then your own confidence will grow, and you know, and you can kind of see where it goes from there. But I'd definitely have a talk with your friends, kind of lay it out there, you know, not necessarily all the details, but just your discomfort level about doing this, and that you kind of have to move a little slowly.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Thank you for coming up. All right. Any other questions from the audience? We can do it on the random emails.
Oh, I have a question.
You have a question? Yes.
Yeah.
We can't hear you otherwise. Well, the microphone.
The people at home can't hear you otherwise.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You can be anonymous. We take anonymous emails.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, from experience and some other things, what do you do when your significant other is away for long periods of time? I want to be happy, and I want to have fun, even though he's away, but I don't know how to.
Now, are you talking bedroom in general?
No, just away. He's in Afghanistan.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
So you just want to have a positive, fulfilling life yourself while he's away.
I've been there. Mostly you have to you need friends for a support system. You need to find things that you enjoy with or without him that you can encompass him in when he's there. Whether it's SEA or if you play some of the online games, it depends on what kind of things you're into. If you're into crafting, and depending on the city, there's often groups to get together and do different crafts. I don't know, are you in a major city or a small town? Okay. I know in Dallas that there's several groups that get together and do various teaching. Crochet, knitting, leatherwork, chainmail, you have it. Try and find a group where you can get out of the house, get involved with, find yourself some projects to jump into, and use that to kind of help get from day to day. If you just go to work, come home, sit at the house, you're going to be kind of wrapped up in misery.
Yeah, right now I push myself into work. I have two jobs. I work 60-hour weeks, and I'm like, work.
Oh. And it's been really hard because the last 3 months, he can't call, he can't write, he can't do anything, and it's hard. No, it's, and sometimes work can just add stress to it. Do you need to work like this for money, or is it just for something to do?
Just something to do, get my mind off stuff.
And I have been there. Work is one way to kill time. You might find something that brings joy instead of, unless you really, really enjoy and love your job. You might find something to bring joy, something you enjoy doing. If you like animals, you might want to go volunteer at a shelter, something where you can hug cuddly kittens and puppies. I'm not kidding. Just something where you can get and find pleasure. Something to counteract the, oh God, I miss him. Really, really miss him. But you need something to counterbalance that downness to help bring you up again.
You might also look for other people that are in your situation. I know it's not the same branch of service, but I know I was a Navy brat growing up, and they had like the Navy Wives Clubs and stuff like that on base for
all the spouses to kind of get together.
I'm trying to join, like, some of those groups, but they're all, like, older married women, or they already have kids, or...
Right.
And they're like, they just look at me, and they're like, oh, you're not even married. You don't have anything, you know, you don't relate to us.
I hate that bullshit. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, and I try to find somebody my age. I'm only 22. So it's like, looking for somebody, and I'm like...
No. Yeah, trust me, it's...
You know, another thing that I would think of doing, because I put myself in that, I've been in situations where my mate's been gone for, like, 2 weeks, and good God, I PMS every single day, you know? like, he just went for his grandmother's funeral for 3 days, and the first thing I did after I dropped him off at the airport, and it's just like, I don't even think about it. I stopped at Walmart, and I just went through and bought all this junk food. And all I did at home was just nom, 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 nom. And it's just, I can't help it. You know, and I just get in this melancholy mood. It's like, oh, woe is me. He's not here with me. And it's just like, wait a minute. You know, he's got to do what he's got to do. He's going to come home someday, whether it's a week or two. And in your case, who knows, maybe in December.
Could be March 7th.
Yeah, it's not that far away. I know it's easy for me to say because I'm not in that situation, but if you're lacking that communication, sit down, record what you want to say to him, you know, and give it to him later, or just write a letter, and just when you get to see him, just send that to him. Listen, I've been keeping a journal of things that I wanted to say to you, but I'm not going to waste my time on the phone with you reading those to you, so here they are, email it, you know, and just read them on your own, and don't try to make it like, oh my God, I've been wanting to cut myself, because he doesn't want to do that, because I'm sure that he's missing you as well, and he's freaking out, but he just can't communicate with you, but... You know, if you do that and kind of, if he reads it and finds out that you were doing okay, you've joined a crochet club or whatever the heck it is, she's doing okay. And he will relax a little bit more and it'd make it easier for him and it'll make it easier for you knowing that he knows that's what's going on and you're helping him out with
that. You can also sit down and plan a special surprise that you're going to send over to him. Your next care package, you're going to send this and that and just kind of gather up all these little happy things to send over to him.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of try to grab snippets of everyday life to kind of keep him tied back to here.
I have a box at home that's like this big, and every time I'm out anywhere and I see something, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to love this.
Yeah.
And so I just grab it and I throw it in the box.
Good.
Or just see something, I'm like, okay.
Keep that up.
I can't, like, take everybody here and just, like, throw you guys in the box. Be so. Like, surprise, I brought you OakleyCon.
Yeah. Your mate's Rakai, right? I remember Rakai from last year.
He's a good guy, and hopefully we'll be able to see him at another show.
Yeah, actually, when he gets his 2 weeks, we're going to come back up to Romano's and have a 3-day private romantic, you know, dinner and rent one of the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So have, like, a mini Oklahoma.
Aw, that's nice.
Since he will miss it.
That's very good.
Sounds good.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Hope we helped.
Gosh, you guys got some tough ones today. It's like, hey, I want to be funny, but that's not funny.
No, you know? Sometimes you have to put on serious face.
Yeah, somebody come up with hemorrhoids or something.
Speed bumps.
Oh my God.
Okay, now that I've shifted gears, does anyone have any
destroyed
hemorrhoidal or otherwise?
Oh my God.
I have hemorrhoids. Okay, not really. But I do have a coworker who has been asked to relocate recently, and it is for an increase in pay, and he wants to take it, but his wife doesn't want to. Because they have kids, they don't want to relocate the kids. And I figure it might be my situation someday, so I was just wondering for advice, what would you do with you?
How big a pay change are we talking? Significant? Slight?
They're going to go from regular grunt level to manager. So about, I'd say 20%.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're going to be moving to another area, I mean, 20%, that's a big jump. Plus, I mean, if you're looking, going from a state with a, you know, different cost of living and... I mean, there's a lot of financial, just raw money there's this math type questions, but then when you've got a wife and kids, you have to worry about, you know, all her friends and then your kids and all their friends and all the turmoil that causes. I mean,
I say, look, what's best for the family, you know?
Exactly.
If a 20% increase in money, it could be a significant benefit to how the person can care for their children and everything, but not if they're moving to, like, the murder capital of the U.S. or something like that.
Right. It's like, so, we're moving to Detroit, kids.
Yeah.
You're gonna
die. How old are the kids? How old are you?
In that case,
I'm in high school there.
Yeah, so they got some growing to do. But in that case, I mean, I think husband and wife should sit down, approach it kind of logically, make a list of the pros, a list of the cons, you know. Pros, I'm making 80 grand a year, you know. Cons, there's a drug dealer across the street from the elementary school, you know. Whatever. Being somewhat funny, but being serious, I mean, whatever it is, and see if the pros outweigh the cons. And, you know, because it's not just her friends' stuff, it's his friends and everything, too. So he'll be giving up a lot by taking the job. But
and is she working? Is she going to lose the job?
Yeah, you know, for what her situation is.
I don't remember if the wife worked.
That's the problem right there. I don't work, so I don't want to leave my security blanket. So therefore, you're going to stay here and blah. To me, it's I'm echoing what Fuzz said. Once you got kids in that relationship and that family, it's all about them now. You are there to provide a safe home for them and provide as much as you can for them. And it's not about your friends, because are your friends going to feed your kids when they need food or clothes on their back or this and that? No.
Oh, I'm talking about the kids' friends. They don't have to start over.
We've all had to move before, and it sucks, yeah. And look at me. I moved from a different country, for crying out loud, you know, and I had to leave all my friends. I couldn't just call them or go visit, you know.
How old were you? I had 13.
You know, so it's just like I had to leave that behind, and you just have to start over. It sucks, but everybody has to do it.
It's rare to me to find someone that's actually gone through their whole life, their whole schooling life with the same friends and the same group of people. Like, I know, maybe it's because I was a Navy brat, so I didn't know a lot of people that had lived in one place for, you know, all 12 years of school, but it seems uncommon to me now. That, I mean, you might have to do it like any age. It's actually probably better to do it now while they are younger, because once they end up getting into the teenage years and everything like that,
it's rough moving in high school.
That's even tougher, because then you start looking at, I know when I moved states, you had the colleges, the prereqs that you had to hit to graduate and to qualify for certain things in college changed from state to state. So I had, like, catch-up. Instead of taking a slacker senior year like a lot of people would do, I had to play catch-up my senior year in order to meet. I moved from Mississippi to Florida, and I had to meet Florida's requirements for graduation. So
congratulations.
Had to take that devil science.
Mississippi wasn't too bad. The Gulf Coast is very pretty. But you know what I mean. You know, it's probably better if they do it younger. They're more... And younger children are more adaptable and malleable as far as their personality and everything. They might integrate a lot easier at a younger age if they're going to live in this new community for a longer stretch of time. So, just my thoughts.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, man. Oh, do we have another question?
Is off-topic allowed?
Oh, yeah. Anything.
Pop up to the mic so we can hear you on the stream.
On the screen?
Stream.
Oh.
Audio stream, yeah, not, perfect. You know what I mean. Live streaming from Oklahoma.
I have a maid that, an online maid, is a herm. We've been together about a year. About 3 months ago, we recently broke up. I'm starting to think that it might have been her work is really tough on her. They make her work. She gets one day off, and that's on Sunday. And every other day, she's working from about 8 o'clock in the morning to maybe 9 to 10 at night.
Ooh.
And, you know, most of the times, I don't even get to see her, you know. I mean, I've tried texting her, but her boss is just a pain in the ass, and... So he's already done wrote her up 2 times with that, so we don't really get to talk much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke up with me, like I said, three months ago, about on my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, right before my birthday. And, you know, I was like, I'm really still liking her. I really like her still. And she kind of had a relapse because I got a little upset over not seeing her as much as I could have. And, I'm thinking just the stress of work put a stress on her and me. And it kind of slowly drove me to the breaking point. And I said some stuff I probably shouldn't have.
Mm.
And her ex was really abusive to her. And, in fact, he had put her in the hospital a couple times.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not a violent person, but I get angry. Yeah, I raise my voice, I shout. And so she had a relapse of her ex, a little bit of her ex in. And I know that I'm totally not that kind of guy. And I've tried to tell her, and she's like, I just don't know, there's still a little bit of hope for you, I still like you, but right now, I just don't know.
Okay. Oh, was there anything further?
That's good.
Okay.
It's just, recently I told her it might be the stress from her job, so she's been looking for a new job. She just had an interview a couple days ago, actually, and the other day she texted me saying, oh, well, the interview went well, so there might be a chance that I can get a new job.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, I think after that we should try... test a little bit. Because, I love a girl. I want to try to give her another shot.
Okay. So, basically, you've got a long-distance relationship with a girl that works a crazy amount of hours per week. She's super stressed from work. And the core issue here is that she had a violent ex that put her in the hospital once, and then you, scared her.
Yeah.
Okay, so in my opinion, what y'all need to do is you're gonna need to take a little bit of time and rebuild trust, because when somebody's been abused like that, it messes with their head, and they're not with that person anymore, and they certainly don't want to be in that same situation again. So like when people get spooked it takes time to get to. Build up that trust again, and it may be, a month, 2 months, 3 months, where they need to kind of chill.
Yeah.
And as long as you reiterate, you're apologetic about it, that you're going to try to not let it happen again, mm-hmm. that trust can be rebuilt. But you can't really force the issue on that kind of thing.
Oh, I'm just trying to... The sun is starting to come in the door. You're going to need to take time. Think about it as something that's easily spooked. You can't raise your voice. You got to try and let everything roll off. And you might want to try building friendship before you go back into relationship status. And show that you're not that guy. And just... Be calm... Be careful, be supportive, because, getting out of an old job that you are crazy amounts of hours, and I'm wondering, what does she do that...
She works, she's behind a desk all day,
I just was wondering, what works that kind of hours? But, anywho, changing a job is... also super stressful.
Yeah.
So it's going to take about 3 months usually for somebody to settle into a new position. Mm-hmm. So as soon as she changes job is not the starting gun to go for it again.
Right.
You got to kind of be there while she changes gears.
Mm-hmm.
And just take it slow. Just take it gentle. See if you can be friends first.
Yeah.
And if you guys can be friends, then you can hold onto a relationship a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you guys are still talking. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not officially a thing, but it sounds like so long as you're still talking, that means that there's a possibility.
Yeah.
But there should be a caveat, and it's just because you go through all those hoops, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get it. You're going to have to accept the fact that this may, even though you've done everything right and you think it's going to fix it, that she still may decide, listen, I don't think this should, it's going to work because, A, we're not in the same city or whatever. It's a long-distance relationship. I still have to work crazy hours. You have to respect that. So I know it sucks being the dumpy. I've been there before. You always try your damnedest to, oh, I'll change this and I'll change that and I'll do this and I'll do that. You start becoming this person that becomes even creepier, you know, because you're telling her you're going to do all these things because you will do anything to get them back. And what happens when you get them back? You're going to be reverting back to the person you were, and then you're going to find yourself in the same spot.
I've already taken a step to try and stop that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been taking anger management classes now. As much as I hate the thought of that, I did it. You know, she knows that I'm going, so we're working on how to control that anger.
Right.
So I'm trying to show her, you know, that, yeah, I can change.
Right. But don't, like they said, don't try to force the issue because it's, you know, why all of a sudden are you doing all this for me? And that's going to become the mentality now. You're doing all this for me, that's too much, and I can't handle that, and blah, blah, blah. So just know that it may not work.
Yeah.
So, and would you rather have her as a friend or just lose her completely, you know? So I think you would rather keep her as a friend because you at least have that contact, but know that it's not going to go any further than that, and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've been going for like an hour. I'm going to pause the recording for half a second and save it because
it's safe.
This week's item from AdamandEve.com is the DVD Hercules. It's one of those parody sex films featuring Hercules trying to take on the 12 dangerous tasks to please the gods. This will be tough, as Hercules and buddy Theseus are more like Dumb and Dumber. Even worse, the chain-smoking goddess Hera is out to make life miserable for her husband's bastard son. Still, Hercules finds time for pleasure, including an outrageous orgy with the Amazons that simply must be seen. Genuinely funny, sumptuously made, wildly sexual, and sure to sweep this year's AVN Awards. It's 100 minutes long, 140 minutes long. And only $24.95, but wait, if you use our coupon code NOT, that's K-N-O-T, at AdamandEve.com, you'll get 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, mystery gift, and free shipping within the continental U.S. And don't forget, every item you purchase from Adam and Eve with our coupon code also comes back to help the show. We really appreciate all you've done in the last few weeks to buy yourself some dongs and help us out, so please, keep it up. Okay, we're back recording
Where's the marker at? Give me the orange.
Hey, HG, I see you in the back, you sexy beast.
Well, snort, on the ground. Good to see you too.
Not gas.
Not gas.
No chili, thanks.
I got steak when we got out here.
We do have the back door open, so we have a clear flow.
Your back door may be open, not mine.
Okay, so we're back. We're back on the air.
Okay.
Our battery is showing near full. You had it on the charger for quite a bit.
Email,
right?
Email.
So you're trying to pick one.
Strong bad.
Oh.
Can I do a PSA before we read the email?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. If you are a man and you wear a kilt and you do not wear underwear, please, please be careful how you spread your legs. No, it's not anyone in this room. Are you talking about the last night?
No, there's a guy that's running around with a kilt right now, currently.
Yeah.
And he attacked me by the, when I went to the artist alley, he was like, you're too short, and he was like, I had to move, so I was like, okay.
No.
You know, everybody's too short for sexual assault.
No, I don't know who his name or anything else like that. It's just
didn't care to check. Yeah,
we just didn't want to see your roadkill.
Oh no, I saw his roadkill.
By the firelight.
Yes, by firelight. Dude, it's like, seriously, be careful how you arrange your undercarriage. Well,
yeah,
because
he was pretty evil. I mean, that was... Oh.
He's advertising.
Yes, he's last night at the fire. Oh, God, yes, him.
It is the opinion of Notcast the kilts are a privilege, not a right.
But yeah, okay, so
where's this?
We got flash.
Oh, it's like, on the back.
Oh. Where's the wah wah wah? Do you guys have that?
Oh, I was looking for fail or something, but or sad Trump.
Crazy. So anyway, I do have this stop. One.
So that was my PSA.
Yeah. Now we can stop playing with the soundboards because we're so unprofessional.
All right, so edit.
Oh, I'm not going to edit this. It's just going to get in there, your terribleness.
I just wanted to let you know that in the con handbook, it says right here, kilts required undergarments in these windy parts.
Oh, really? So, Mr. Con Organizer.
Yeah. We'll have to confiscate those naughty bits, I guess.
Put them in a charity auction.
In a pickle jar.
Food for the cats.
I just make them go put on underwear.
Yikes.
God's sakes.
Well, if you want to be reasonable about it, sure.
Okay, so any of these that are like, okay.
Are any of these short?
No, they're not short, and they're not like questions either.
That one's...
Okay.
Too many words for Fennec.
Words.
Insert cock here.
Oh, you have your story to tell, Saverin.
About the...
Yes.
The scorpions?
Yes.
Oh, so, when we got to our cabin, we're staying in cabin number 9. It's very nice. And we've stayed at the cabin several years. When we got there, there were some welcome scorpions.
There.
The little small, about inch and a half long scorpions.
I'm so glad you found.
There's one in the sink and then one just kind of tootling along the floor. And I was nice and rescued them and placed them outside, about 20 feet outside my, over there into the woods.
Well, we actually supply all of the previous guests of honor with welcome back scorpions.
I know that Phoenix eat them, so you were just being very considerate.
They were thinking of you.
I mean, it was either that or tarantulas, and so...
You know,
well, Fennec.
Welcome scorpions is sort of defined the weekend. Because you're always kind of like, is there anything else on the floor?
Why is this couch rustling?
You get the creepy crawlies when you're sitting there going, oh God, is a scorpion lay its eggs in my anus.
Most of the time I just settle for a mint on the pillow.
They set a new bar for welcome
miniature
scorpions.
No.
My little scorpion.
Venom is magic. Oh, goodness. There's so many emails that none of them are, like, questions.
It doesn't matter. Just pick one.
God damn it.
Or tell us another story.
Here's a story. Dear Notcast, I'm a longtime listener, but this is the first time I've tried to write with anything much to say. I have a story for you today about how my last relationship went bad. Names are withheld, even though I'm not particularly worried as she is not one of your listeners. Bitch. Earlier this year, I met someone from an online dating site that wasn't Pounced, and we met a few times. Things went well, and I asked her out at the end of January. Oh my goodness.
Someone actually has
and
signal?
She said, yes. Things were going well. We visited every few weeks. It was a bit long distance, but an hour's drive is not too bad. And I had the money for gas, so we did visit frequently. Anyways, this past month, she had been rather distant. I didn't think much about it because not hearing from her for a week or so wasn't that unnatural. As I week six and seven, I work, I'm going to guess, 6 and 7 days a week, and she works just about as much. Stop it, Fuzz. One day, she popped online, and I said hello, but she seemed distant.
She's not in the room, so of course.
I pressed her if there was an issue, and she said yes. Apparently, sometimes during the past week, she had moved out of state and in with her ex, and she was riding from Iowa.
That actually wasn't me. There really is a train.
For reference, we used to live, and I still live in central Wisconsin. When I asked if they were together, she said yes, but they could do things with other people. Huh. I was pressed by this.
Come on.
Implying that she didn't care enough about me to even tell me she was planning to move, let alone that it would be to another state. I've come to the realization since that if that is the way she wants to treat people she says she cares about, I don't need her in my life. But enough of my grandstanding. Keep up the great work. I lol at least a few times every episode. Luckily, I listen while driving alone, or I'd get some weird looks. Sincerely, the firefighting fox from Wisconsin, Slayer. And it's spelled S-L-E-I-G-H. Slay.
Mm. Like reindeer.
Slayer.
Much like your
shirt.
Love
the shirt, by the way.
Yeah, You have to tell people they're in Radio Land. I was just going to taunt people.
You and your ungulates. He's wearing a t-shirt with a reindeer. It says, "You're a roofer mine." Bringing sex into Christmas, which is what we all want.
It all started with Jeff Good.
The more you know.
I'm glad you guys have that kind of relationship.
Well, you know what, dude? You made out all right because, yeah, the lady didn't tell you, but if she pulled the stuff off, she's not very reliable.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just moved a state away. It's like 5 hours, and I'm living with my ex, and we're fucking again. How are things?
How's that heart doing, Ken?
Million tiny little pieces? Awesome.
So I guess it's my turn to be the EM. Let's see. What do I want to do here?
Usually y'all have, like, discussed the email for a long time. This one was like, eh.
What's like, she's a bitch. What else is there to say? I'm sorry. There's like, okay, she moves out of state without telling you. And you were long distance to begin with.
It's good. I was just observing.
My official response...
I'm going to kill you with a space pen.
That was appropriate this time. It wasn't like playing the Power Rangers theme for no reason. Or ponies. Let's see. What do we want here? Oh boy. No. No. No.
We should hand that one to Shiva.
Oh, fuck you.
It's only like 5 pages.
Oh my.
Okay.
Straightening out.
Okay.
I'm boring.
Greetings to the Cat and Pony Show. I know.
Oh, God. Let me do it.
I know one or more of you are atheists, but those of us who still maintain faith in some form of deity will keep you in our... Oh, okay, sorry. I skipped the first sentence because it was about my unfortunate family situation right now, and so that does not make sense without that. By the time this gets read, I will either be doing a final pack for or be at Fur Fright. If I get the haircut I want, I'll be going as Uncle Fester. I'll send in a con report when I come home to Philly.
That's just a bick. That's not a haircut. That's just bicking the entire head.
No, the only...
Uncle Fester's the bald one.
Actually, Uncle Fester's the bald one. I was thinking of the monk. Okay, all right. I'm confused. Now for the topic at hand, so to speak. I may have told this story before on a similar themed topic show, but it may bear repeating. Like a lot of us in the fandom, my persona started out as a wolf, and I was bisexual. I actively went to places for gay sex and didn't really care if I met a female, although I would like to have two if it made itself available.
It. Yeah. I'm just like, if the vagina made itself available.
That's how I refer to a vagina, it.
It's over there. You know.
No offense to Press and Company, but...
I can reach you.
That's why I don't eat at Arby's.
Oh!
Especially not with the cheese.
Oh. Give me the space pen.
You're not. Don't hit me with the space pen.
I wasn't. I was going to stab you.
Joe Pesci? That's much better. Get up with the soundboard.
Oh, you tell me about that.
That's right. Yeah. You disobedient fox. As time wore on and I had more luck with men than women, I started to get where I am now. Tired of sausage. Too many chili dogs.
And we bring all the way back to the beginning again.
Yeah. I don't get excited by gay porn unless it's lesbian porn. I find myself...
Lesbians are not gay, by the way.
Well, they're homosexual.
Yeah, but I don't get excited by gay porn unless it's lesbian. Wait a minute. I don't get excited by sausages unless they're Polish sausages. It's like, what?
Unless they're diced and inverted.
And have chili on them.
Mm. I find myself wanting to fish taco, and I don't want sausage unless I get in the supermarket for an actual meal in a bun or with spaghetti and lots of sauce.
Yeast infection.
You know, there's this really good chain of shops called Fuzzy's Taco Shop.
Yes.
Taco Shack, actually. Yeah.
And it's up in North Texas. It's really good. And their tagline, if it's shaped like a taco and smells like a fish, it's got to be a tasty dish. So keep that in mind when you read the email.
Oh, God.
So you know where you're going to go eat in February when you come to
no
town?
No fish. No taco.
They have fantastic nachos, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what innuendo I could make about that, so I'm just going to continue reading the email. This sort of brings up a question in my mind, at least. Was I ever really gay/bi or just a straight guy experimenting? And yes, I have sucked dick, fucked a guy, and had a guy fuck me. I felt that needed a proper delivery, yes. Okay, so what do you think? Is he a straight guy just experimenting? Is he bi? Is he confused? Is he what?
I'd say definitely bi, leaning towards straight.
He's had his magical lands, his magical adventures in the land of rainbows. And well, has to go back to the gray lands of heterosexuality.
He was going to gay places, establishments for sex. What are you going to get there but sleazy shit? Maybe all he knows is glory holes.
And furry conventions.
Oh. Well, see, I really wonder, though, is that part of what he said is, like, he talks about his persona. As like, was he going to TAPS or something and also doing stuff in real life? Because, I mean, obviously you're not going to judge your shit. Well, obviously he said he did. He's had gay experience.
Right.
But it's like a lot of the sleazy RP aspects of pretending you're, you know, trussed up by a 5-tentacled herm dragon doesn't really
apply to real life.
You just made somebody come.
Her name's LaShonda.
So now you know Saverin's secret character on tap.
Oh, there's my secret.
Do you need to borrow my wig?
I do.
I'm okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
I need it more than anybody at this table.
Who knows what's going to get on there? You're going to get Cuban on your head, on our wig.
What the hell are you talking about? What's going to get on there? What do you think I'm going to do with this wig?
Put it on your filthy head.
Don't hate me.
That is a nice wig. I thought it was your normal hair. It's like, it is. Nice hair.
It's just a really nice.
It's just a nice wig.
It's a very nice, expensive wig.
I actually did.
Until I put it on. Does it look all right?
That's priceless. I know.
Let me see the mirror.
The curls and the mustache really.
Oh my god, yes. God, fuck me. Fuck me so hard.
Is that going to be your his contact image whenever he calls you?
Now it's on. God, fuck me. So hard. Where'd my cock go?
What are you doing? He's making it so that people can get better photos of your illustrious countenance.
Work in the room. Work in. Oh yeah, right there. Pose, pose, sachet. Oh yeah.
Okay, we're done. I want to be a man again.
You had your moment to be a pretty little princess.
I know.
The trap is ruined.
Sorry, gay men, when they see a wig, they just have to let it come out. So, well, we're back.
Okay, so...
It's free more than others.
I don't know about the guy with the email. I'm fairly sure you're gay.
I sure am.
But I think it's common
It could be just a phase, you know, 40-year-old.
Right. Exactly. My mom is still waiting for that to be over, too, so.
I have a question about the question. Why does the question matter?
Good point.
Because people like to shove themselves into little categories that don't have any...
Isn't that right? You like to shove yourself into little categories, don't you, Fuzz?
By categories, you mean anuses, then, yeah.
No pedo.
He has one of those things that say you must be this tall to ride this ride.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Midgets? No. Joking.
I was going to like to start one in the audience.
No,
I can go out there and find one.
I know you can.
And you don't even have to kneel.
It's what you call plug and play.
I had a thought. It ran away.
All right.
I had a thought, but it died.
I was going to say he's probably a little bi. And, you know, the thing about me with bisexuality is that my place on the sliding scale of sexuality has changed over time. And, okay, I've been with a guy for 10 years, so bear with me.
Get your head around it.
But let me take notes.
No. It's been like, felt like I'm like 98% gay, 2% straight, like milk. And then there's other times where I'm feeling more 50-50, or I'll be like really in a mood for chicks, or, you know, it kind of varies, and my personal philosophy on sexuality is that it is a very fluid thing, and it can change throughout people's lives, and some people have a particular leaning more one way than the other, but I would like to see in the future some point where, and a long time from now most likely, where when someone found out you were dating or seeing somebody, they didn't automatically assume that it was one gender or the other. That it was just, you're dating somebody. It doesn't matter. You know, that we're all kind of the same. Some sort of weird, even plane of bisexuality. That's just my kind of philosophy on sexuality.
The bisexual hegemony.
So that's where I think he's going. Like, he just kind of slid along that scale.
Slid.
A little bit. Yeah.
With a lot of lube.
So, my thoughts on that. Anybody else has anything to add?
Yeah, bisexual people do not like to commit to anything. That's why they claim to be bi. They neither like the chicken nor the beef. I'll have a combo platter, please.
Careful.
Are you sure you want to keep going down that path?
Yeah.
So
it's not a good idea to douse the...
It's like your road is always forked.
But you know what? Yes, it is.
But luckily, I have a bifurcated penis, so I can do both at the same time.
So that's what I saw on BME Zine. Oh, my God.
No, not really. That wasn't me. That was the lizard guy with the tattoos.
Yes. You didn't include pansexuals.
What the hell is that?
Somebody who's
You know, bad.
Hey, you know,
that's you.
Those same.
They really have a thing for non-stick coating.
No, that's pansexuals, not pansexuals.
What the hell is a pansexual?
It's somebody, from what I know, anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody who will have sexual relationships with somebody who's straight, bisexual, hermaphrodite, other gender.
Queer.
Anything. Yeah, anything.
So they'll just sleep with anybody.
Yeah.
Basically, okay. Fuzz. Yeah.
And that's okay.
I kind of always.
It doesn't mean.
It's kind of like a flavor of bi for me. I mean, yeah. I consider myself more that than if.
You're pansexual? Is that what you're saying?
You know, those satyrs really, you know, Mr. Tumnus in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, he was pretty hot.
But
the,
no,
the Disney
seriously.
Version, not the old version.
The stone version or the live version?
The live version.
Okay.
If you want to make a difference between people who like not just male, female, but also like the other flavors of blends. I mean, I play a freaking chakat. My character's a herm. I mean, I obviously...
He's got dicks and nipples all over the place.
And it's shaped like an L.
Yes. So, if you want to make... I consider that to be just a flavor of bisexuality.
I do want to point out that being open to everything does not mean no standards and will fuck anything.
Yeah.
Got to look at you because you're all critical about the bi. I know you're not.
It's so pansexual is like, bisexual, you have the combo platter. Pansexual, you have the buffet.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Works for me. Sounds like a bumper sticker. We have a question for the audience. What?
Don't forget asexuals. You've got asexuals on the spectrum, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, and there's even other more obscure definitions than just pansexual and asexual. So
no.
It's not really a spectrum or even a plane. It's more of a...
It's a sphere.
It's a wibbly wobbly.
It's a Klein bottle. It's
no,
a Klein bottle.
There we know
go.
Several people
it's
who are asexual.
It's a big bucket of fluid.
So.
Yeah. But again, why the importance placed on answering what... You
that's
are.
Exactly.
The society we live in.
Because that's,
it's,
you know...
No.
Are you heterosexual, manly American, or are you part of the gay agenda? And if you're a werewolf, what part? Are you a queer wolf or a queer?
That's a whole other sexuality.
I agree with HG as far as it's sad that we have to put a label on everything, but... Also, label gives you language to talk about things. If you didn't put a label on things, it's sometimes hard to have a discussion about what degree and where you fall within a spectrum. I mean, labels are bad because they narrow you, but they're also good because they're language and it gives you a way to discuss it.
I misheard that as they nair you. And I was like, I thought we were talking about cross-dressing for a second. Okay, so you want to pick
nair
one?
Some serious shit. You don't want to spill that.
And it stinks like hell.
It's 6:38. We're almost done here. We're going to have to break
you've
down.
You've completely demolished this block of time.
We've dominated it.
And big balls.
And big balls, yeah.
We're not done.
I'm ending this shit now.
Okay. Straight thoughts. Hello, podcasters. This week's topic brings up a few thoughts. For some reason, straight ones. When I was around 8, I saw myself with a wife and child, and that was normal. Now I'm gay, and I see myself with... Are you helping?
Yes.
Now I'm gay, and I see myself with a nice man, and once I finish my senior year, I will begin my classes for becoming a nurse. Only, I have a female friend with boobs the size of my head, and sometimes I have thoughts about her that sometimes confuse me. It's not just the boobs that attract me to her. She's an awesome person.
Boobs are great.
It just goes to show that life can surprise you, and you should never limit yourself. to all the listeners for this. For every gay man and woman, there's someone who can turn them straight. For every straight man and woman, there's someone who can turn them gay. Well, that's my two cents for this week's topic, so I'm going to shut up now. Your addicted nurse-to-be, Ember.
Genetic engineer.
P.S. Sorry about my grammar in my last few emails. I need to proofread these things. They did better this time.
Jolly good.
Yeah, there. You know, there are people out there that will turn people heteroflexible. homoflexible. And, well, you know.
That's the five. Yeah, not that one. That's the one they want.
Do you have something to share with the class? Itchy? No? No?
No.
You say such things and you bah. What is this? Anyways. I mean, there are people out there that will be like, you know, that one in a million shot. It totally happens. It totally exists. I've done that.
Usually when we get done, we get back to archive it so it drops it on the list.
Is that the money shot?
No, but it is, you know, it's like, they can, you know, there are some people that, like, they could never conceive of being with anybody of the same gender, but then there's that one person, they're just like, bam, I want that person. I want that guy, or I want that gal. It happens.
I knew a couple like that. She was a lesbian goth, and he was a gay redneck. But they did it for each other, so this was, like, the only male-female pairing they could imagine themselves with, and they got married and they had a kid.
Well, on the other hand, I am about 85% lesbian. I really, really prefer women. But I've got a male mate, and it was one of the biggest unusual things in my life for that to have happened. Yes, hi, dear.
I'm sure he's very happy about the size compliment, but unusual? It's not supposed to have three heads and horns?
So there's always an exception to a rule.
Yes.
Cats have horns.
Well, I thought you used to horns. I mean, HG.
What's that? Oh, wait. I'm talking about if it has three heads and horns, I'd be like...
Get a bat.
Don't worry. There's a whole other show going on over here. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's going on. So I'm sorry. We had a question from the audience or a comment.
No, I said it's a little bit different for me because I've always been attracted to guys, but now I'm in a totally new and different relationship that I've never ever been in and never even thought I could possibly be in. I'm attracted to females. I've had maybe a couple dates, you know, a couple kissing, but not really anything that was, like, too serious. But now I'm engaged to a guy who's a cross-dresser and who, you know, part of him really wants to be a girl, but the other part of him, you know, he likes being a guy, too. And I am just so attracted to that. And I'm like, if I look back before, I'm like, what? What were you? What? I don't think I would ever find, you know, somebody so gender fluid, so attractive as I do now.
No, I understand because I mean I like guyish girls and girlish guys, and androgyny is hot. So.
They're not both at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if she could have it
sometimes. No, you've gone on several times to say you don't like herm characters. That's what it's
no, saying. Oh, I thought you meant a guy and a girl at the same time. I'm like, there's not a problem with that. Oh, herm. No, I'm not into herms.
Like, what are you talking about? That's awesome.
Nothing against herms, just not my thing.
Yeah, I know.
You just like a hot dog taco?
You can keep your out of here.
I don't like to be a little sick.
I don't like to mix my metaphors or my genitalia.
So can't you be completely heterosexual and enjoy a gay experience once or twice and still maintain that primary identity? Isn't that pretty normal for a lot of people?
Yeah,
only Republicans.
Now, see, those are the people that go, they get married, and then they have bathroom stalls.
No, that's like the dudes who go out and play anthro characters in D&D. All the stuff they draw has furry people in it. And I'm not a furry. Yeah, you know, I everything I play has, you know, ears and a tail, but I'm not a furry.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. They are what they are. Just let them have their own little label.
Yeah.
Hence my thoughts on bisexuality. They have their own little label. That's nice.
I don't know if that's to
answer. You're full of controversy, aren't you?
Somebody's sitting next to me.
Well, that's how you keep a conversation going. If I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Sometimes
then it ends there.
Yeah. I'm just tired and boring.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I am right. What are you talking about?
So
I was thinking it's, you know, I think they can maintain that primary identity, but I don't think they're 100% heterosexual. I think, you know, they could be heterosexual in the world, kind of put out that image, but they're maybe like a little bit off the... No, I don't think anyone is at the extreme left or right of the Kinsey scale.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What if that heterosexual male that identifies 100% heterosexually doesn't imagine other guys, jacks off and then eats his cum?
I think there's another term for people who just eat weird shit. I'm trying to remember what it is. But they eat crayons
straight guys try to blow themselves. Straight guys taste their own gum. And
sometimes
they
shove a thumb up their ass.
Again, Republicans, but I don't see a problem with that. Unless they've been drinking something dangerous and their cum is poisonous.
They've been taking some really, really strong drugs and it starts expressing itself in their body fluids and that's toxic. And
well, that answers my question.
If it's purple.
I'm just going with pica.
That's just my personal opinion. Someone else may disagree and be like, fag. But, yeah, I don't. Wolf, would you like to read that again?
Okay, email.
Yay!
This topic is, the heading is Money is Serious Business, and I don't think this has anything to do with sex, but we'll see.
It's okay, we get all kinds
of... Not cast, it's Island again, and my anger has reached an all new level. I'm one of those people who say very, 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 who's very, very protective of their money and always pay the bills before anything else. I was conditioned from a young age to manage my personal funds. Bills and necessities come before pleasure and luxuries. Now I've complained about my roommates in the past, but I try not to anymore. Right now I feel something needs to be expressed so people understand why I rant and rave about these two. I've never seen such blatant disregard for one's own personal finances since I left my boyfriend earlier this year. Here's the lowdown. One of my roommates, Xbox 360, decided to crap out and die. Okay, this happens from time to time with 360s. Here we go with nerd talk, but who cares? Everyone knows this. It shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, come on. You don't need an Xbox to get through your daily life, right? I beg to differ. Well, apparently I was wrong. Right. My roommate waits about 2 weeks before going out and wasting money on getting a new Xbox for himself. The first thing I do is ask him, do you still have the money to pay for the portion of the bills? And at the end of the month, he gives me a blank look and tells me nothing and proceeds to tell me, yeah, I do. I decided to leave it at that since he said he had the money. I should have taken his answer with more than a grain of salt because he lied to me. He doesn't have the money to pay for his portion of utilities this month, and guess who has to pick up that part of the bill for him? I do, and I'm not in the least bit happy. I honestly try not to lose my temper, but it's getting so damn hard when I see my roommates pull stupid shit stunts like this. He was so damn in need of that Xbox that he doesn't care about the bills. If it came down to where I had no money to pay my bills, I'd sell my PS3, GameCube, Xbox, and all my games with them. Wait a minute. He was just talking about, does anybody need anything? Not only just an Xbox does he have, but he also has a PS3, a GameCube, and the Xbox.
I think it's meant sacrificing.
And all my games with them just so I can survive. Hello? Yes, you needed to survive. So does your friend.
What? No.
No, I'm not reading it that way. It's not. He's saying he would sell them.
Yes,
in order to survive.
Right.
So, okay. All right. Yes.
I can live without video games, but yet I have three separate consoles with 300 billion games. Well, does it make any sense? No, dude, you get one of those
things. He's pansexual when it comes to video game consoles.
Very good. Point well made. I guess what I'm trying to say here is I'm tired of people being complete asshats about their finances. For those who love everything green and wonderful, please learn to save your money and put priorities in place so you don't end up like the two worthless meat bags I live with. The otter in need of a vacation island.
I would love his roommates to write into the show.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten like two or three emails, I think, on the two worthless meat bags that he lives with. And I would love their perspective on this.
Please, if you're listening, write in. We would like to hear
that. I don't believe him, just that I think getting their perspective would be pretty funny.
I'm sorry, I don't know how you could take it. You fuckers didn't have your rent money. I had to pay rent for you, and how that doesn't make them in the wrong. I'm sorry. That I've been in that situation. Oh.
It's if like three words. Fucktard.
Yeah.
Fucktard. Fucktard.
It's like, motherfucker, I don't get to have my own fun because you went out and bought a fucking Xbox 360. And, yeah, no.
I would take that 360 and go hawk it.
Yeah.
I said you could go pay for it when you have the money.
Do you have? Yeah.
I got something to relate to that.
Are you his roommate?
No.
Oh, shit, there's going to be a murder.
I could buy other people just as bad. I went out of my way. Like I said, I lived with five other people. We had just one phone. Like, I went out of my way.
Oh, shit.
Got a cell phone plan with two other roommates that had jobs. Went and put them on my plan under my name and that. And when it came time to us parting ways, they decided that we were going to stick with the plan. A couple months after we parted ways, they decided, oh, I'm going to not pay anymore and not tell you. So, needless to say, I ended up with a $1,000 phone bill. Couldn't pay it, so...
Ah, shit.
Now I got like a $1,000 debt on my name thanks to them.
Yeah. Oh, what fucktards. Damn.
Yeah, that's a
bad. Go ahead, say it three times.
Fucktards. Fucktards.
Fuck. He needs to say it five times.
Well, there's only two people.
Okay.
So. Yeah, that's a bad idea. Don't go in on that with your roommates.
Yeah, don't do cell phones, kids.
Well, no, it's like, you know, Panther and I, we have a roommate, but all the shit we have is in our name. She has her own stuff, and we don't share. We don't have her on any of our stuff.
So, yeah, unfortunately for me, I had to learn the hard way. I was caring, wanting to help people, and
the more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Unfortunate. Splort.
You said that, and there was a rainbow behind you as they.
Unfortunately, nice people get taken advantage of sometimes. It's one of those things that you sometimes just have to learn the hard way. Sorry it cost you a grand to learn that, though. That really
better
sucks.
Than, you know.
If anybody would like to live with this bird, please email.
We've got an ex-roommate where he owes us about $700, so I've been nearly there. So.
Yeah. That's why we can't have nice things.
point well said.
So, Savin, do you want to wrap this up here?
What time is it?
It's time for you to get a watch.
I got a phone. No, we still got a couple minutes.
It's like 7 o'clock.
It's a stitch in time.
We've saved 9. Because it's 7 minutes. I don't know.
I've got a question for you guys.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So here's my story. It's slightly relevant to the topic, but not entirely. Back in May, I met a girl that was absolutely amazing. She's second degree black belt. She's going into law school. She's perfect for me. She's just in every way, everything I've ever wanted. She had a boyfriend when I met her, so I didn't think anything was going to happen, but I was just happy being friends with her. Anyway, turns out she fell for me too, and we got a little bit involved, but she realized that she didn't want to break up with her boyfriend. And I knew that I didn't think that was right. So, we parted ways. She's actually up where I go to college. So, we will be in the same city again at some point. But we started talking on the internet again, and she still has feelings for me. I still have feelings for her. And I don't know what to do about it. My instinct is, wait, like, wait a couple of years. Because she's still in a relationship with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready to accept that. But at the same time, I'm struggling with finding other relationships. And it's very tempting to go with that.
Could you be just friends with her without...
Well, I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. And it's a very good friendship.
Is that enough, though? Or is that going to be... Will it be very hurtful to just be around her and...
I'm happy just talking to her right now. I really am. It would be easier if I had another relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm having trouble with that. And...
If you cut her out of your life, would you have really anyone to really hang around with or talk?
Oh, no, I'm not thinking about putting her out of my life at all. I'm going to maintain the friendship with her.
Okay.
That's definitely part of the plan, but because we make really good friends. It's just the problem is we have feelings for each other, and as we talk, sometimes they tend to come out.
And that might be awkward later on.
Just a bit. Is her boyfriend also local? Is he also going to college?
He lives with her right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not in college. They just graduated from college.
Okay, so she's going to be going to law school. And
yeah.
He's... Are you... You're still in college?
Yeah, I'm still in college. I'm a couple years younger than her.
Okay. I would say still be friends with her. Finish up your degree. Focus on that. And, you know, once you're done with your school, really, that's the best time. You know, you've got your shit together, mostly, at that point. And then you'll be like, hey, I've got my degree. I'm, you know, capable of getting a good job. And maybe I can... You know, you can still be friends with her this whole time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could probably tell her, you know, it's like, I really like you, too. But, you know, if you're going to stay with your boyfriend, that's cool. I'm going to keep being your friend. I'm going to go to school, get my shit together, and we'll see what happens. Because... I mean, obviously, she could be staying with the guy for financial reasons. She could be staying with him for just security, blanket.
She might actually care for him and everything else,
well,
too.
She does.
Well, I know she also cares for him, too, but I'm just saying, it's like, there's secondary and tertiary reasons why she's still staying with the guy.
So, I mean, she's happy in her relationship.
Yeah,
she also has a crush on you.
She's happy in the relationship.
So
sounds like a crush.
Sometimes people get... some people that are even in relationships get crushes, and, you know, and those can last for a short time or a long time. I mean, you're unfortunately on the receiving end of a mutual crush, but I wouldn't plan or really have the thought that this is going to go anywhere other than friendship. I just leave it for
don't
now.
Don't wait for her.
And
don't.
Yeah, don't.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to wait for her.
Okay.
Right.
I'm in a position where I don't feel like I have any other options I'm waiting for. And even if I did have other options, would they be that great?
Well, the thing is, but I mean, what I usually advocate is not actively seeking a relationship, just kind of, you know, going about your daily business, doing your school, focusing on your goals and everything like that. And, you know, you will just meet somebody and... And good things happen. I mean, that's kind of in my experience. But if you're actively seeking something, I think you're more inclined to fail. So I would just learn to deal with her as a friend, with your other friends, and you know that those crush feelings will go away eventually. I mean, for her, because she's going to be focusing on her relationship with her boyfriend now. I would just look at it as you have a crush on someone who unfortunately is in a relationship right now. You can't do anything about it. And I would not let it be a thing. I know that's hard. It's easier said than done.
No, let's see. I think I like that perspective on it.
Okay.
And I can take that. I didn't really get to the point about how it relates to the topic, but...
We actually don't have a topic at a live show. We're just reading emails from...
Oh, really? I thought it was, like,
That's what we put up on to get emails to have to read up here in case listeners didn't have questions.
Give people ideas.
But the live shows are more free-flowing because it's just, like, whatever y'all want to talk about.
Yeah.
Plus hecklers.
Yeah.
And
you haven't had, you know, all the questions today have been
good.
Well,
that's one reason why we invite Wolf on here is because we know that we're going to get you in the audience, too.
I feel used.
And you like it.
Maybe.
All right. So on that
thanks
note,
a lot.
Thank you
it.
For your questions. Thank you for coming, everybody. We
and
are...
I mean coming as in showing up, not...
Yes.
Yeah, because if... this cabin needs to be cleaned out before the end of the week. Because
we don't want to find Fuzz half-naked, passed out at the edge of the river and having his stomach pump because he sucked off 70 guys and they had to suck off...
That wasn't me. That was that other Fuzz.
Right, and that's literally a story of Oaklacon, supposedly, that happened last year, and this is from the town folk here in Watonga.
What?
That they found a girl half naked, passed out at the edge of the river, and they had to pump her stomach because she had sucked off 70 guys. And I said, first of all, you find 70 gays, I mean straight men at Oaklacon, and I'll give you a prize.
You know? Yeah, urban
legends. Is that
legends.
Why the park rangers have been going
out? No. It has nothing to do with that. That's just a lore for...
legends of Oaklacon.
Of Oaklacon in the wonderful township of Watonga. So it's like wonderful.
For legends.
You know, as long as they don't say we're, you know, sacrificing lambs and praying to Satan here, I'm good.
Yeah, it's just the sex.
If I want to pray to Satan, I will.
By all means. Let's begin now. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Anyways, so we're not cast on FA. We're not cast on Twitter.
For those who speak satanic, you will understand that.
If you play this track backwards,
all sleeper cells, satanic sleeper cells, have been awakened.
All your rent money on Xbox.
It was all our fault.
Yes, we're on FA. We're on Twitter. We're on LJ. If people still use that, I mean, really, who does?
I do. Well. Yeah, I do.
Shut up.
It's okay. What other social mediums are we on?
IRC.
We have an IRC channel. It's irc.answerchat.net. #notcast.
#notcast. Wow.
Pound.
Gibbs Labs. Did you say Ford?
Wait, what?
Gibbs Labs.
Gibbs.
Slabs.
No, go for it. Suck dick and big balls.
There we go. Game over, man.
Stop and save. That's
stop
it.
And save,
y'all.
Oh God.
Stop and save. Thank goodbye. You. Leave your donations at the door, please. Save the children.
Actually, if anybody wants to buy a copy of Bitter Lake, I do have them here for sale. It is the first suitor movie that was made over at Euroference. So I can only sell them here because I didn't bother getting a dealer's table this year. So if anyone's interested in it, they're $20. I got